Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello and welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I help women with anxious attachment calm their nervous system, rewire their anxious patterns, and develop new habits so that they can have the life and relationships they want using my secure method. Thank you for joining me today. On this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to stop the anxiety spiral. If you are new to my work, welcome. On this podcast, I talk about anxious attachment in terms of real life, real thoughts, real feelings, and real solutions. I talk about anxious attachment through the lens of life coaching and the brain. For those of you who have been listening for a while, I just want to take a moment and say thank you. Wow. I could never imagine my podcast would be listened to worldwide. It amazes me and creates so much gratitude to know this podcast is being listened to by you around the world. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in every week to listening, and thank you for sharing my podcast with your friends. So to break down anxious attachment through the lens of life coaching, anxious attachment is a wired brain response that happens without our permission. And if we're not aware of these cycles, patterns, they stay on automatic. I help women with anxious attachment become aware of their anxious cycle, what it looks like, what it sounds like, and how it shows up in their life. I help women with anxious attachment become aware of their anxious thoughts that have created these patterns, and I help them understand the story their anxious attachment has been telling their brain and body for the past decade or more for most of us. I teach women that their brain on any given day has a fight, flight, freeze response when their amygdala is triggered. That's just the part of the brain that is in control of our emotions. When that part of the brain gets triggered, it is reactive without permission. We may flight, which means flee, run away from the problem. We may fight, which means get defensive with our words, or sometimes physically get defensive. Or freeze, which looks like shutting down and getting hyper-independent. These are our survival instincts that we probably needed as a child, that has happened and helped us in the past survive what we were experiencing. This is what our brain has been taught will keep us safe, in air quotes. Our brain has decided this without our input, without our adult input. That is a normal, typical brain. Now add in anxious attachment. What changes about anxious attachment is that what triggers our brain as danger is different from a secure person. A secure person may receive a text from their partner changing plans, be like, okay, no problem. Yet if an anxiously attached person receives this text, it could send them into a panic. A secure person does not experience a situation in the same way that an anxiously attached person does. Because a secure person feels inherently worthy, they believe in themselves, and they believe themselves and other people are reliable. They stay grounded and seek repair. They seek understanding. They know how to soothe their nervous system. They know how to self-regulate, self-soothe. They are calm and direct. They view love as a stable and safe and consistent experience. Whereas us with anxious attachment feel a consistent hum of not being worthy unless someone else validates us. We often don't trust ourselves to make the right decision or our partners to show up and stay. We live in fear that they will leave or withdraw their love and affection if something goes wrong in times of conflict, real or perceived by our brain. People with anxious attachment panic. They cling to someone and sometimes overreact. In times of conflict, we may seek high and urgent needs for closeness. We are indirect and reactive. Us with anxious attachment have a hard time self-soothing. We view love as intense, uncertain, and conditional. My clients always come to me and say, but how do I stop it? How do I stop my anxiety spiral, my negative thoughts, my reactive nature, my panic, the urgency? I want to just stop it. How do I stop it? I tell them you are in the right place. I can help you with all of that. The first step, though, is knowing your anxious attachment, what it looks like, what it sounds like, and how it shows up for you. I tell my clients the first step in the secure method is awareness. You have to know what is going on in the back of your brain. What is your brain's track to love? Its soundtrack to love. You have to know the thoughts that are running your emotions and driving how you show up in your relationships, the way you currently are. You have to know what thoughts you currently have about you and relationships. What are your thoughts about your self-worth? Do you only feel good about yourself when somebody else compliments you, affirms you, or validates you? Do you only feel good about yourself when you're receiving something from someone else? This is what I call conditional self-worth, and it affects how we show up in relationships, and it affects our anxious thoughts. What are your thoughts about your lovability? Do you believe you are hard to love? Do you believe you are too much? What are your thoughts about yourself? Do you even like you? What are your beliefs about love? What are your beliefs about your worthiness? What are your beliefs about your partner? What are your thoughts about trust, about self-trust, about trusting your partner? You have to dig in and figure out what stories, what beliefs, what thoughts are running your anxiety spiral. Most likely, your anxious attachment is triggered more easily because us with anxious attachment have limiting self-beliefs that make us feel insecure and see danger in places others would not. We have beliefs that we are not good enough. We have beliefs that love is not reliable or consistent. We have beliefs that no one will stay. We have beliefs that other people can't handle us and that they will eventually leave us and not even like us. Why are these beliefs a problem? These beliefs become a problem when our anxious attachment gets triggered because all of these thoughts that we believe come crashing down on us and our already frantic nervous system. Since these stories have been playing for so long, they are our soundtrack. We believe these beliefs. We believe our anxious thoughts. So our anxious spiral continues. Our anxious attachment cycle continues. Our reactiveness continues. The spiral cannot be stopped without awareness and questioning our current belief system. Our current belief system is not working for us. It is feeding our anxious attachment cycle. Our current belief system is like fuel to the fire. It fuels the anxiety. It fuels the fear. When we have beliefs like this, we believe our anxious thoughts. We believe our anxious feelings. We create and give in to the panic. When we create and give in to the panic, we become reactive. We show up the way we do not want to. This enables our unhealthy relationship habits. We feed the fuel of our anxious attachment. Hence, our anxious spiral continues. Our brain not only has wired reactions, it has confirmation bias. This is when our brain believes a thought or a belief, and then our brain is trained to look for evidence for it to be true. It collects that evidence and then shows us the proof that it's real. The problem is that even if you have a belief that is not true, your brain is programming to look for evidence to prove it to you to be true. If you have the belief that you are hard to love, your brain is constantly looking for evidence for this to be true and shows you how it is true, even when it is not, because your brain is on autopilot. Your brain is not a reliable source for truth. If you have the belief that people are not reliable, that you can't trust yourself, that you can't handle life or emotions, that you're not good enough, your brain will look for evidence to prove these beliefs to be true. So we have to learn what our brain is looking for and ask questions, create new beliefs, gather new evidence, and start rewiring our brain. If we want to learn how to stop the anxious attachment cycle and the anxious spiral, we have to develop more secure traits. We have to know what thoughts our brain is currently thinking in order to do this. What thoughts are our brain gathering evidence for? We have to learn how to question these thoughts. Are they even true? Are they even helpful? That is why I work with my clients on developing secure self-worth Most of my clients have conditional self-worth, where they only feel good enough when other people validate them, when they earn that certificate, when someone else is happy with them, when, air quote, anything outside of them shows them that they are worthy. This becomes a problem because life is going to life. Misunderstandings are going to happen. We are going to make mistakes. And if we don't have a secure base inside of us, we will fall apart. We will fall prey to our anxious attachment belief system. We will believe all of our anxious attachment thoughts. I teach my clients how to develop unconditional self-love, unconditional self-worth. I teach them how to take back their power, how to love themselves, how to give themselves what they need instead of waiting for someone else to give them the understanding, the validation, the affirmation. Their self-love does not have to be perfect. It just has to be present, building. And we have to turn the volume up so that when these old thought patterns come in, they bounce off our self-worth like, nah, you're not welcome here. My clients also say, Amber, how do I develop secure self-worth? How do I deconstruct my current beliefs? Do I have to change all of my beliefs and all of my thoughts? The answer is simple. One thought at a time. One belief at a time. You do not have to change them all right now. As we slowly poke holes in our brain's beliefs and intentionally create new self-beliefs, one thought at a time, we are setting the foundation for secure self-worth. One thought at a time. Yep, just one thought changes how you show up. It changes your life. When that one thought changes your life, you will look for the next thought, the next belief system, until you slowly have a whole new belief system. What is the one thought that comes up for you the most? What is the one thought that is causing the most havoc in your life? Let's poke holes in that one. Is it you don't feel good enough? You always feel like you have to show up perfectly? Always afraid somebody's going to leave? What is it? Here is the thing about creating new beliefs. You do not have to believe the new belief right now, right away. You just have to kind of believe it. When I started this work with myself, I had lots of unhelpful thoughts that was making dating impossible. I had thoughts like, love happens for some people, but not everyone. Hence, I was not the everyone. No one could ever really love me. No one will stay. I'm too much mentally and emotionally. And then I'm not enough physically. I was overweight. I never thought I was pretty enough. So I slowly chipped away at these beliefs. I practiced thoughts like, some people find love. I could be some people. Some people find love that stays, so it could happen for me. I am enough. Some people love fat people. Some people could love me. You see how these are not over-the-top affirmations? You see how these leave enough room for belief? These are what we call neutral thoughts that eventually help us shift our thought to more positive, more affirmative later on as we go. Over-the-top affirmations never worked for me. I could not just slap on a sticky note, I'm hot, I'm sexy. Everyone would be lucky to have me as their partner. My brain would not believe this, not even for a second. So I have to start with a less negative thought, a more neutral thought. Once my brain believed the neutral thought, I'd work my way up to a more positive thought. What if I could find the love of my life, even if I had to go on as many dates as it took? What if I could find someone who loved me, even if it takes 100 no's and 1,000 breakups? What if I didn't make breakups mean something was wrong with me? What if I saw everything as progress towards the love of my life instead of everything wasting my time? I am telling you that slowly you are able to ask yourself different questions. You're able to choose thoughts on purpose with intention to show your mindset, to change your mindset about you, relationships. You eventually are able to develop secure self-worth, higher self-esteem, and more confidence. Over time, when you have established this, you have built a stronger defense team for when your anxious attachment gets triggered. You're able to be more self-aware, call your brain out, talk back to your brain, point out what thoughts are helping you and what thoughts are not. What thoughts are true, what thoughts are not. You get to see the stories your brain is telling you and decide to keep them, believe them, or toss them out. Eventually, you build mental and emotional endurance, self-trust, and the ability to pause when your anxious attachment is triggered. Once you are able to pause and manage your thoughts, process your emotions, and self-soothe, then you will be able to stop your anxious attachment spiral. It is not always easy, but it is always worth it. This work has changed my life, and it is going to change your life and my clients' lives. If you are ready to do this work with me, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com and set up your free 1-hour consultation. Before our consultation, I'll send you a quick consultation survey. Once filled out, this shows me what you want to work on and gives me a little bit more information that you think is helpful before we meet. In our 1-hour consultation, I ask you questions about where you are now and where you want to be, and then we create a 6-week to 12-week plan for getting you there. I am your life coach. I am not a judge. I never judge my clients. I am team you. I tell my clients all the time, it is like we are both sitting on a couch together and your brain is on the table under a magnifying glass. And we are both scientists uncovering the brain wirings that are stopping you from having the life that you want. And together we develop new thoughts, new beliefs, heal past wounds and past wirings so that you can have the life you want. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. If you don't have my anxious attachment free calming guide, get it. Go to the show links. It's all there. Also, in the show notes, you will find all the links you need to get in touch with me. You can also find me on Instagram at Anxious Attachment Solution. Before we close, if you could like and rate this podcast on the platform you listen so that it would be able to reach more people, I would really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me today.
If you have someone in your life who could benefit from this podcast, this is your sign to send it
to
them.
Instagram,
I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you soon.
If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.